WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like, bam, suddenly your world feels upside down, and all those carefully laid plans are scattered like confetti in the wind? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into something pretty heavy, navigating grief and loss with emotional resilience. Because let's face it, loss is a universal experience. It comes in all shapes and sizes, from losing a loved one to ending a relationship, experiencing a job loss, or even saying goodbye to a beloved pet. Grief can feel like a giant wave crashing over you, leaving you breathless and unsure how to swim back to shore. But here's the thing, you don't have to drown in it. You are capable of not only surviving grief but also emerging from it stronger, wiser, and more resilient than before. So buckle up, friends, because we're about to unpack some powerful strategies to help you navigate this challenging terrain. #5 key takeaways to help you thrive through grief. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This one's huge. Ever try to bury your emotions? It's like trying to ignore a leaky faucet. Eventually, the whole place floods. Grief isn't about suppressing your sadness, anger, guilt, or even relief. It's about acknowledging those emotions, giving them space to exist, and understanding that they are a natural part of healing. 2. Find healthy ways to express yourself. Think journaling, painting, dancing, singing, whatever helps you release those pent-up emotions in a constructive way. Remember, bottling it all up will only backfire in the long run. 3. Don't isolate yourself. I know this can be tempting, but reaching out to loved ones for support is crucial. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help from a therapist. 4. Be patient with yourself. Grief doesn't have a timeline. There's no magic formula for getting over it. Some days will be better than others. You might feel like you're taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back. That's perfectly normal. Just keep moving forward, even if it's just 1 tiny step at a time. 5. Honor the memory of your loved one. This can mean finding meaningful ways to celebrate their life, planting a tree in their honor, creating a scrapbook of cherished memories, or simply sharing stories about them with others. Remember, their legacy lives on within you and those who love them. #A real world example. Picture this. Sarah's beloved grandmother recently passed away. Sarah is devastated. She feels overwhelmed by grief, unsure how to cope with the immense pain of losing her guiding light. She isolates herself at home, avoiding friends and family because she doesn't know what to say or how to explain the emptiness she feels. But one day, her friend reaches out and invites her to a pottery class, something Sarah's grandmother always loved. Hesitantly, Sarah agrees. As her hands mold the clay, Sarah starts to feel a sense of calm wash over her. She remembers fond memories of making pottery with her grandmother, their laughter echoing in the quiet studio. This experience helps Sarah begin to heal and honor her grandmother's memory in a beautiful way. #Summing it all up. Navigating grief is a challenging journey, but remember, you are not alone. Acknowledge your feelings, find healthy outlets for expression, seek support from loved ones, be patient with yourself, and honor the memory of those you've lost. Grief doesn't have to define you. It can actually make you stronger and more compassionate. #Your turn to thrive. What's one small step you can take today to start healing from grief? Maybe it's writing in a journal, reaching out to a friend, or simply allowing yourself to feel your emotions without judgment. Remember, every little bit counts. Let me know what you're doing, share your stories and support each other in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more tips on thriving through life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.